Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signal that read. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get. Bitches to hit, yeah, zeros to flip. Temptation is, yeah, first on my list. I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Alito, Oseo, this is El Ross Smith Bay. I am your host, and you are tuned in live to another episode of Reclaiming Your Indigenous Heritage, Part 2. Okay, today is July the 7th, 2017, according to this Gregorian calendar. Thank everyone for tuning in tonight, and as always, I got to give gratitude to my ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out this information to my people and to the world. Okay. And we're starting a little late tonight, but I'm always on time. So there is the now, and I'm on time. Okay. And here's going to be a little quick recap of last night's show. That way we can do a little catch up for people who may not have heard it. You can hear just some of it now, but I would advise you just to go back to that first episode, Reclaiming Your Indigenous Heritage, okay, part one of a 12-part series. Today is part two, so you still got enough time to catch up. All right, but for those who haven't heard, a quick recap of last night's show is we went over some of the steps of reclaiming your heritage, right? We went over DNA testing. We exposed how genealogy and DNA testing is a scam, and it's not accurate, okay? And it's basically fraud. We also went over, you know, other ways of reclaiming your heritage through documentation, right? In the census, and we went into paper genocide. We went into how your name has been changed so many times throughout the years, and they've done this purposely to confuse the indigenous people and to keep them disorganized and basically bamboozled. So they're in like a perpetual state of confusion as to their true identity. Okay? So this is the core. This is the core of our issues today. Identity. Who are you? Why are you here? What is your purpose, right? Ask yourself. You know, that drives your soul. Who are you? Why are you here? What is your mission on this earth, right? What is your identity? Okay? And we're dealing with reclaiming our indigenous heritage. Okay? Indigenous American heritage, okay? And tonight we're going to go over, basically, we're going to cover indigenous American clans all throughout the Americas, so that way people can kind of get an idea of wherever they are, what indigenous territory they are at. For instance, if you're in Texas, you're in Wichita territory, you're in Cato territory, you're in Waco territory. Okay, these are indigenous clans of Texas. Okay, you're in California, you're in Yuku territory, you're in Pomo territory, you're in Madu territory. If you're in Arizona, you're in Hopi territory. You're in Zuni territory. You're in Navajo territory, right? If you're Florida or your family is from Florida and you can trace their roots to Florida, you are in Yamasee territory. Okay, you are in Apalachee territory. You are in Seminole territory. You can trace your roots to Alabama. You are in Creek Choctaw, Tunica territory, right? You can trace your roots to New York. You are in Abenaki, Shoshone territory, okay? So this is what we're going to go over, some of the ancient indigenous lands and territories and the people associated with these lands and territories. So that way we can kind of get, you know, familiarize ourselves with our indigenous roots, right? We can get a better connection, right? And also, we're going to speak about, you know, some of the laws, so-called laws anyway, which are basically statutes, codes, rules, and regulations, you know, that are passed or that were passed to basically induce the indigenous people into a certain legal designation that's inferior. Okay, for instance, colored, African American, Negro, you know, all these labels that the indigenous people, we never called ourselves, that we didn't associate with these terms. Okay? For instance, something was passed in the Virginia legislature that is known as the Integrity Act of 1924, okay? Now, I know we all heard of the one-drop rule, where so-called one drop of quote-unquote black blood makes what you black, right? So that was something that was passed in 1924, supposedly after slavery had ended, right? Slavery is supposed to have you know, began in 1519, and then it ended in 1865 when Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, right? But as you can clearly see, slavery, as you know it, never ended. It is simply transformed, okay? That's all it was, transformed. Same position, new master, okay? New face. And like I said, with this Racial Integrity Act, you know, 1924, this is where that one-drop rule came into play. And by law, if you had one drop, you know, all the blood quantum laws came into play. You know, if you're 1/16th, that means if one out of your 16 ancestors, one, just one, all you need is one out of your 16 ancestors. So one out of 16 ancestors were Albion, or what you know as white. You know, if they were black, if one out of your 16 ancestors were black, and black was just basically used as African American. Hope I'm not confusing y'all. But one is, if you had one in 16 ancestors, right, you had, let's say you had 15 American Indian ancestors, and you have one African ancestors. By the Racial Integrity Act of 1924, automatically you will become an African. You will be made into a Negro, a color, simply by having that one African ancestor in your lineage. Although you had 15 Indigenous American ancestors, just that one simple African ancestor down your line will make you into a Negro, and your heritage, your identity will be stolen from you, okay? Or legally stolen from you, okay? All of the quantum blood laws they had in place, like I said, the Racial Integrity Act, 1924, Virginia, okay? And what's so significant about Virginia is that that is the first colony, the first of the 13 colonies. So Virginia is the head honcho. It's like number one. So if Virginia passed that law, then all the other states or colonies will pass that law, okay? And 10 minutes remaining in the show. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to chime in. You know what I'm saying? The lines are open. See, we got one caller. Pull them in. Okay. Last four digits ending in 6834. You have a question or comment? Last four digits ending in 6834. You have a question or comment? That has a no. All right. As of now, no further callers. Any questions or comments, that means we're going to continue on with the show. All right, just as I was speaking about the territories, we're going to continue dealing with the territories and the people that make up these territories, okay? And like I said, any questions or comments, feel free to chime in.
Okay, here we are. I'm back. All right, as I was saying, you know, dealing with the territories, if you can trace your roots or your family has been found in any of these territories, it would be wise to know, you know what I'm saying, the tribes and the clans so you can have that connection. Okay. And you need to identify with these people because that is an identity. Black is not an identity. Okay. That is a legal designation. Negro is not an identity. Again, that's just Spanish for black. That's not an identity. That's a legal designation as a slave. African American is not an identity. That's two continents, right? Who does that? You know what I'm saying? Okay. You don't hear any of these so-called white people saying they're from, hey, I'm European American. I'm European American. No. What do they say? They say, I'm Irish. I'm Polish. I'm German. Right? They are associating with the land, with the nation of people. They say, hey, I'm French. Okay? They don't say, hey, I'm a European American. No. European American, that's stupid. That doesn't make sense. That is not an identity. Just as African American is not an identity, it's a legal designation denoting property. Okay? But let's stick with the territories. And we're going to go to Illinois, right? What tribes were there? What clans ruled Chicago and Iowa? Well, there's a tribe called the Winnebago people, okay? The Winnebago. And they ruled Chicago and Illinois, where those lands are today. If you're from Denver, what are the clans that ruled around that area? The Pawnee and the Arapaho and the Omaha, okay? What about if you're from Canada and you're near Ottawa? Ruled that territory. The Iroquois ruled that territory, okay? So you need to look these tribes up. Wherever they're associated with that land you know as today, you need to go into the history and find the tribes that lived in these lands and identify with them because that is your true roots and your true identity. All right, and this concludes. I don't see any further sent to me now. Yeah, there was a slight technical difficulty. You know, with the Wi-Fi, because of all the disturbances and electrical disturbances, such as all the lightning and solar storms that are happening and becoming, you know, so much more. Okay, I got a question sent to me from Instagram saying, person's been curious about Aboriginal names of the territories. I'm gonna definitely cover that tomorrow. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I'll be on tomorrow at 10:00 p.m. Central Time Zone. With that being said, your identity is your most valuable possession. Wanishi. What up?